Good morning. It's Friday, July the 22nd. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning from Capelli Blowout Bar, it's Kate Rowe. Hey there, Kate.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. A warm day to be out in the links, but Opportunities Unlimited is hosting an event called For the Children. It's spelled F-O-R-E. So it's like a joke. For the Children, a golf tournament, that's today. 36 teams will be golfing at the Sioux City Country Club. 144 golfers, nearly 100 volunteers. It's a big event. Lunch begins today at 11:30, and then they will start golfing shotgun style at around 12:30. Go to opportunitiesunlimited.com if you would like to find out more.
Rivercade continues through Sunday. Remaining events include helicopter rides, a carnival, the scene of the crime, rockabilly car bike show, volleyball tournament, and the Queen of the River coronation. The festival continues Sealand's history and culture.
Friday's On the Promenade's next event will be tonight at 6 o'clock with Basil and the Supernaturals. They're kind of an eclectic pop sort of group based out of Chicago. Syrian-American singer-songwriter Basil Al-Mandani is their leader. Their music combines soul, jazz, funk, along with lyrics about love, loss, corporate life, and the war in Syria, which directly affected Basil's family and 10 million others. That concert will be inside tonight. Just a note, normally it's on the corner of 4th and Virginia Street outdoors, but it's super hot, so they'll be moving it inside to the convention center because of the heat, but all the other vendors and everything will be as usual.
Shot in the Dark presents Heathers the Musical, running tonight through July 25th. Based on the classic 1989 film, Westerberg High is ruled by a shoulder-padded, scrunchie-wearing clique, Heather, Heather, and Heather. But misfit Veronica Sawyer rejects their evil regime for a new boyfriend, the dark and sexy stranger JD. Curtain times at 8 p.m.
Did you ever have an opportunity to wear shoulder pads? Just curious.
Not by choice.
Okay.
Shout out to my mom.
Sioux City Community Theater is also working tonight. They present one of the most popular Disney movies of all time, Mary Poppins, in its stage incarnation, and that'll be on stage through August 7th. It's based on the books by P.L. Travers and the classic Walt Disney film. The stage version received seven Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Okoboji Summer Theater is presenting one of the world's most poignant stories, The Diary of Anne Frank. This gripping tale follows the memoir of a young Jewish girl forced to endure one of the darkest periods in human history. Wendy Kesselman's adaptation of the classic play breathes new life into strong characters and heart-wrenching circumstances.
Also up at the Lakes area, Chicago's The Second City, the nation's premier comedy improv company, will be performing their latest show. It's called Fully Loaded, and that'll be at the Pearson Lakes Art Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Second City has served as a springboard for many of today's top comedians, such as Stephen Colbert, Tina Fey. The list goes on and on. Go to lakesart.org for more information.
Movies in the Park at Grandview Park will continue Saturday, July 23rd with Goosebumps at 9 p.m. A teenager teams up with the daughter of young adult horror author R.L. Stine after the writer's imaginary demons are set free from the town of Madison, Delaware. The movie is rated PG and is free and open to the public.
Sioux City Community Theater will be holding auditions for The Drowsy Chaperone. Director Dave Washburn looking for a lot of actors for the 16 to 20 actors for this spirited musical. Auditions will be on Sunday and Monday, the July 25th and 26th, 7 o'clock both evenings. Auditioners should bring a prepared song and plan to read from the script.
The Sioux City Municipal Band will wrap up their 2016 season of free concerts this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. in the Grandview Park Bandshell. Join Maestro Michael Pritchard as the band offers music by Alfred Reed, John Philip Sousa, The Beatles, and more.
Spaces are still available in the Sioux City Public Museum's final summer camp. It's called Hammers, Lightning Bolts, and Maize. Maize spelled like the way you would spell corn, M-A-I-Z-E. That is for ages 10 and up. It's a three-day camp. It runs from Tuesday, July 26th through Thursday, July 28th. It uncovers the history and culture behind the mythology of the Vikings, the ancient Greeks, and the Mayans through games, food, crafts, timelines, and videos. Camp sessions are from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday through Thursday. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org if you would like more information.
Northwest Iowa Sierra Club hosts a presentation and discussion by Kim Alexander, who will talk about his Back to the Future methods, of sustainable farming. His farm near Smithland hosts sheep, rotational grazing cattle, on-farm poultry processing, field crops, composting, aquaculture, an orchard, and native prairie. The event will start at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday with a potluck and conversation at 2508 Jackson Street in Sioux City.
Arts on Grand in Spencer is hosting artist Deb Yellick Manley in the classroom on the 26th. That is Tuesday evening at from 6:30 to 8:30. The workshop will cover basic skills to advanced techniques. Students of all levels are encouraged to attend this class. This is a calligraphy workshop. I think I forgot to mention that. Deb Yellick Manley, a calligraphy workshop on Tuesday, the 26th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at Arts on Grand.
The Orange City Area Community Band will present its final concert of the summer Wednesday, July 27th at 7 p.m. in Windmill Park as part of the Onstage Orange City series. Dan Mangold will conduct the 40-member ensemble through marches, movie theme music, and more.
And finally, the Dorothy Pico Summer Naturalist intern Don Henderson will be walking with giants. It is a tree ID course. You can join her Thursday evening at 6 o'clock to walk through the trees throughout the Nature Center and learn to identify what they are. The Nature Center has many different types of common trees that you can find not only at the Nature Center, but anywhere here in Northwest Iowa. That is all that we have to talk about for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you or your nonprofit organization would like to hear about, you can send that information to us via email at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. We're going to take things out with Basil and the Supernaturals. Again, they will be performing indoors tonight at the Sioux City Convention Center for the Fridays on the Promenade event. For my co-host, Kate Rowe, I'm Steve Smith.
So anxious to move.